Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our America. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Wednesday, December 21st. Happy winter. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and distributed by CRN Digital Talk Radio. Did you lose a friend this year? Or worse yet, an online friend you've never even met before due to politics? Well, according to the Public Religion Research Institute, people are getting unfriended or blocked by those in their social network circles at a rapid rate this year. And it's all due to politics. The worst offenders, according to the PRRI, they're Democrat women. Who would have guessed it? 30% of Democrat women fessed up to removing someone from their social media network due to political viewpoints. So much for compassionate and all-inclusive. All right, today's big three headlines. As Democrats struggle to deal with their 0-3 record this year, are they now positioning themselves to challenge the presidency of Donald Trump by way of impeachment? We have a revealing story from Politico that you must hear, as well as the possibility that someone from the Mitt Romney camp might be leading the charge from the other side of the aisle. Also, as President Threeput enjoys his taxpayer-funded $5 million Hawaiian vacation, his phone isn't exactly off the hook. In a matter of 48 hours, he has single-handedly locked in American dependence on Arab oil and flipped the bird to over 500,000 law enforcement officers in this country. If you buy gas or respect law and order, you don't want to miss this. And is the call from the loony left to abolish the Electoral College simply to ensure a more representative Democratic Republic, or is the goal to marginalize white voters? We're wading into dangerous waters here, but the facts are the facts. All that, plus German police continue to search for the terrorist who killed 12 people at the Christmas market in Berlin. And you won't believe who considered throwing their ketchup packets into the presidential ring this last year. And Sweden. Sweden has a new top export. And no, it's not bikini models. We have a lot to get to today, but first, let's kick this show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have a lot to unpack today, guys, but in the meantime, you know what to do. Check out RhinoReport.com. RhinoReport.com, new Rhino Rants. We have the newsletter sign up there. We do not share your email address with anybody, especially the NSA. Also, a couple of new articles made their way onto the website. And as usual, you can follow me on Twitter at RhinoOnAir, or on Gab at RhinoOnAir, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout outs to everyone listening right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, as well as Streaming Talk Radio and KLRNRadio.com. The replay there at midnight Eastern, Tuesday through Saturday. And you got to check out Tina's Take, the newest show from the RWB network. It's on Spreaker. So Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. And it's episode 7. Aptly named Before 8 and After 6. So that's there. Check that out. Leave a nice comment. You know, getting back to this story we opened with here, this is so not surprising that Democrat women seem to be the ones who are most offended by someone else's political viewpoints. This study by the Public Religion Research Institute says only 9% of people who unfriended somebody or blocked somebody on their social media network were Republicans. Only 9%. In total, 24% were Democrats. 9% of independents, too. Interesting that somebody would do a study on this. And as I said, 30% of Democrats, female Democrats, admitted to removing someone from their social media network. Only 8% of Republican women admitted to doing the same. So there you have it. It's better to date a Republican woman. It says so right there. The research doesn't lie. Doesn't lie. You know, I got it. Before we get into all this stuff today, I got to tell you about this story that happened to me on the way to work today, or on the way to the studio. This just shows the ineptitude of some, not all, but some government workers. And so I'm driving on the Long Island Expressway, which is known as the world's longest parking lot. And I get off on a rather major thoroughfare heading north. And as soon as I get off the exit and I'm on this road, in the left-hand lane, about 100 yards down, is a six-car pileup. It's not raining, it's not snowing, it's not icing, it's not anything, it's not even clouding, it's nothing. A six-car pileup on a straight stretch of road with no stoplights. Okay, so we'll just defer that these six people are morons and that just happened because it happened. So the left lane is closed. So everyone's trying to pile into the right lane and it's all backed up. And then as soon as you get past this accident, in the right-hand lane, there is the local, I don't know, DOT or whatever you want to call it, DPW, and they're putting the tar on the cracks in the asphalt. They're spraying that goop in it. For some reason, we could do this stuff in the spring, but we choose to do it in December. But it's like 50 yards ahead of this accident. So now you have the left lane closed. Everyone gets in the right lane. Now the right lane's closed, where these dopes could just pick up and take a break for a half an hour, and it would free traffic up to move fairly steadily. Not to mention Long Island's only trauma center is right down the road and ambulances can't get through. These guys are total idiots. Total idiots. It wasn't federal, it was just local, but things like that really aggravate me when they happen. Let's turn our attention here to Germany. So they know the identity, or they think they know the identity of this guy who drove the truck through the Christmas market in Berlin. He left his wallet in the truck. I don't get out of my car for 3 seconds without taking my wallet with me. Maybe that's a product of being from New York, but still, I don't leave it in my car ever, ever. And he's a 23-year-old. He's Tunisian, go figure, flashbacks of Nice. His name is Ahmed, or he has an alias. His alias is Anus. Yeah, I'm not joking, Anus. If I'm going to pick an alias, I'm picking a totally different name than Anus. And if I ever commit a crime with a guy named Anus, I am not standing in front of him. Never going to happen. So they think they know who this guy is. They're checking all the hospitals because his was found in the truck, which is generally pretty good evidence. And they haven't found him there yet. They're not sure if he's being harbored somewhere. He was a follower of this guy, Abu Wala, who was a preacher, who was an ISIS leader in Germany. He is known to German authorities. And this is... He's actually a migrant. Yeah, he was... He grew up in Tatooine, which I always thought was a planet in Star Wars, but apparently it's more than that. In 1992, he applied for asylum in Germany in April, and he received a temporary... See, this is what vetting is to the left, is they let you in with a temporary permit, and they say, oh, we'll check you out while you're here, while you're getting acclimated, and if things aren't on the up and up, we'll just come and get you. But this is what happens, see? This is the kind of vetting the left does. And Angela Merkel, with her 900,000 refugees in the last year, this is what they get. So they're still trying to find this guy. ISIS did claim responsibility for this. They said a soldier of the Islamic State carried out the attack in response to calls for targeting citizens of the Crusader Coalition. And of course we know that this is very similar in style to the attack in Nice, France, which killed, I think, 86 people on their Bastille Day in July. This is just, they're going to find this guy. They're going to find him. These guys don't hide very long because they're supposed to die when they do these things. And if we don't find them, ISIS finds them. Or somebody sympathetic to ISIS finds them, and they get some street cred by knocking them off. So I imagine he hopes that we find him first, and then we can tie him up and drag him to the streets like the piece of crap he is. Speaking of pieces of crap, there was a lawyer, and this isn't a... We missed this yesterday, and I wanted to talk about it, but we didn't have time. There's an environmental lawyer. Yeah, they exist, I guess. When trees commit crimes and they have to go on trial, I guess he represents the tree. And he was trying to get the Senate to vote on the nomination of Merrick Garland. Now, that was the one that Obama put up and said, he's a good centrist, totally anti-gun. You don't want this guy anywhere near the Supreme Court. So Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice, he actually rejected the claim. And I wonder if it was for no standing. Just because you're a lawyer doesn't mean that you have a standing in every single case out there. But, you know, this is just more in the way of these Democrat shenanigans that are going to be going on over the course of the next 4 years, at least. This guy, he represents trees in the court of law. He filed a suit to try to get the Senate to vote on the nomination of Merrick Garland. Totally no standing here. Not to mention there's still all that talk about whether or not Biden will call the Senate in, and if he'll recognize Dick Durbin instead of Mitch McConnell, and they'll hold a vote with the small majority they're going to have on swearing-in day for 15 seconds or whatever. But they won't get the 51. It'll get like 34 or something. So I wouldn't put too much stock in that. Just like I don't put a whole lot of stock, or I didn't put a whole lot of stock, into this Electoral College stuff. I know some people were losing their minds over it. They're going to deny Trump the 270. It didn't happen. It was never going to happen. And I'm all for small movements. I get it. I love little small movements. But this one... it just wasn't going to work. It wasn't in the cards. But they're not done yet. And some of these never-Trumpers on the right are starting to find bedfellows with those on the left. And they have a few little things up their sleeve that we need to talk about. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star. Hang in there, guys.
Hotel, Mommy's Hawaiian Hotel. Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
When you really want Italian food, by now you know you've got to go to Columbo's. And when you want to bring in the New Year's right, it's Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. There's a reason Columbo's is known as that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's because Columbo's does it right. And for New Year's, they pull out all the stops. Great jazz, scrumptious steaks and fish specialties, your favorite libations, Columbo's family recipe Italian treats, and don't forget the meatballs. Columbo's for New Year's, of course. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. New Year's resolution number one, call Columbo's. 323-254-9138. And start the new year right. Columbo's. Mangia.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Hump Day edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We have a lot to get to today. So these Hamilton electors, it's all done, it's all over with. Now they got a statement. Everyone's got to put out a statement. Every day, there's millions of statements going on, and none of it says anything. This one says, Hamilton electors hope this watershed moment will lay the groundwork for the emerging grassroots resistance to Trump's agenda. What watershed moment? He had two defectors. She had four. What? Maybe that's indicative of her agenda, and people were against her agenda. This got so much media attention. CNN, MSNBC, the alphabets, they couldn't stop telling you there's a possibility Donald Trump won't be the president. How great would it be if 37 people could usurp the vote of 65 million? They love it. They absolutely love it. All the attention they gave it, nothing. Nothing. We were watching in the state houses with live cameras and everyone's filling out their ballot cards. These guys are getting harassed, and women too, getting harassed. They're getting followed. They're getting their pictures taken, their kids' pictures taken. They're getting death threats. Tons of voter intimidation. DOJ says nothing about it. Mainstream media, Hollywood, once again on the complete left. And once again, the American people tell them no. No. We don't listen to you. You can go on with your nightly news. You can get Lester Holt and Matt Lauer and all these different clowns. It doesn't matter. We don't care anymore. We don't care what they say. Even these electors didn't care what they said. They said, you could be a hero, and they knew it was garbage. They knew it was garbage. There's no being a hero. There's nothing heroic about usurping the vote. That's more king-like. That's not being a hero, and they knew it. So now what? Now what? We thought we won three debates. In fact, we probably lost. We were leading in polls all summer, and then we lost. And then we lost the Electoral College. Now what? Now what? Michael Moore even says now what. He goes on Twitter and says he's not president for 4.5 weeks. Next idea. Like, this is going to go on for a long time. And these Hamilton electors, as dumb and misinformed as they may be, they're not going to go away either. It's always the dumbest voice which is the loudest. That's pretty normal. You even had this guy, Chris Superin. Right? Remember this clown? This is the guy that says he was in a fire department that responded to 9/11. It was a long ride from Texas, and he was never there. The fire department never went. He totally lied about it. And he says he voted for Kasich. He was one of the defectors. If you think Kasich is about freedom and liberty, you need to pick up a book or at least learn how to read. He says, as a person who has always played fast and loose with the law, show me facts. Show me facts. Trump will likely be impeached within the first year of his presidency by responsible Republicans in Congress. For the rest of us Americans, his presence in the Oval Office represents a crisis for the Constitution, the economy, and the country. Now, somebody must have written this for him, because he's not a very smart guy. First of all, let's address the economy. Have you looked at the stock market, lady, Mr. Superin? We're bordering on 20,000 with a floor of about 19. 2 months ago, we were at 17.5 with a floor of 9. That's a big drop. Donald Trump bringing in 50,000 jobs from SoftBank, $50 billion investment. IBM, 25,000 more jobs, saving jobs. Like, he's not even president yet. Not even president. He's accomplished more in 4.5 weeks than most of these people have their entire lives. And he's bringing in winners. You may not like Rex Tillerson, but guess what? The guy's a winner. He's a big-time winner. All of these CEOs that he's bringing in, these people don't lose. And they're billionaires, and they know how to adjust. Not like Barack Obama, who brought in, what, 19 people from, you know, the banks and everything to fill his cabinet, and donors. Donald Trump is filling his cabinet full of winners. People who don't take no for an answer. That's what we need now. That's what we need. So the economy, you're gone there. Crisis for the Constitution. I'd love to know what this means. This is the big one. You have responsible Republicans is becoming a buzz phrase, and crisis for the Constitution is becoming the other buzz phrase. They mean nothing. First of all, the idea of a Republican in and of itself is probably no more. Just as a Democrat is really no more. It's 25 different factions. Perhaps Republican is a few less, maybe. Crisis for the Constitution. So when the Electoral College decided to not let California get their way, that was a crisis. We'll keep talking about this when we come back. Plus, what the Democrats are doing to practice for an impeachment proceeding of Donald Trump. You don't want to miss this, guys. Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
All right, guys, welcome back. This Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, or you can follow me on Twitter, as long as they're still around, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. So here's the thing. Everything shifted when Donald Trump made that speech, that rally. I think it was in Arizona. It was either Arizona or Louisiana. I think Arizona. When he first used the term, drain the swamp. That hit a lot of people really, really hard. It scares them. Because the corruption in Washington is so rampant. And it's so ingrained of the fiber of our nation's capital that it permeates down. It permeates down to a nobody like Chris Suprin in Texas. That's how vested in corruption our government is. You also have this guy, Egg McMuffin. Oh, Evan McMullen, that's his name. Remember him? He was running for the president of Utah. Yeah, that's the guy. He was trying to block the Electoral College, and he had like 20% of the vote, and all these bogus polls came out, and then when all was said and done, he got like 3% of the vote. He's even retweeting guys from the Washington Post, calls for action, expand and defend institutions, from think tanks to civil liberty organizations. Everybody, they are all tied in. Every single one of them, and they are terrified. Terrified. So terrified that you have Democrats like Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren, along with Ben Cardin out of Maryland, Chris Coons out of Delaware, Dick Durbin, go figure, out of Illinois, and Jeff Merkley out of Oregon. They're all backing legislation that would require Donald Trump to divest his assets. Otherwise, it would be a conflict of interest and, quote, a high crime or misdemeanor under the impeachment clause of the U.S. Constitution. They are already practicing. Politico is reporting that on Wednesday, all right, the House Democrats are holding a mock hearing on Donald Trump's conflict of interest using staging, television cameras, and testimony from witnesses. They are getting ready for this. As Republicans, as conservatives, as patriots, we have to be aware of this. Let everything else go. There's a lot of garbage, a lot of static out there. This is what's important. The U.S. Congress wants to tell somebody that they must divest from their business if they want to be in public office. Someone would tell you, listen, you ran a great company, but you're gonna have to liquidate if you want to run for office. That goes against everything our country is founded on. It goes against the cobbler, the farmer, anybody out there, the landowner, back in the day, back in the 17, 1800s, when people actually represented their areas. They went home once in a while. They listened to the complaints of the people and then brought it to Washington, not brought Washington to their hometown, like the way it is now. This is very serious. Very, very serious. And this will get a tremendous, tremendous amount of media coverage. And it's going to start January 20th. That's when it's going to start. Again, let's go to this guy, Keith Olbermann. This guy, GQ. Now, I'm just going to put it out there. As a host on CRN Digital Talk Radio, I have more credibility than GQ TV. Which Keith Olbermann is now on. He said Trump is a moving, breathing conflict of interest who will likely be guilty of impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors within hours, if not minutes, of his inauguration. We have to pay attention. This is what it is. Now, I said, I want to say maybe 8 or 9 months ago, I said, don't worry about the Democrats. They're going to lick their wounds if Trump wins. Worry about the Republicans. That's who you got to worry about. Because they're part of this whole swamp thing, too. And that was before the whole drain the swamp thing started. Worry about them. That's why I think it was April or May I said it's going to be really, really hard for Donald Trump to pick a guy from the establishment to be his VP. Because they'll just try to work to impeach him to get to him. So you couldn't pick Rubio and you couldn't pick Kasich, which apparently he was like first in line, but he didn't want it. And here we are with Mike Pence. And I like Mike Pence. I think Governor Pence is a tremendous person. I didn't know much about him before this whole thing started. But now I think he's a tremendous individual. But he's not the one we elected president. And this may be where it's going. And it all comes from the drain the swamp speech. That's where it all started. All of a sudden, all their peckers shrunk up. They said, what? Someone's going to drain the swamp? Hold on, we have way too many secrets for that. We can't let that happen. And then he starts putting CEOs into the positions in the cabinet. And that scares a lot of people too. Because CEOs know how to get stuff done. They don't take crap. They don't waste money. And Congress is all about wasting money and taking crap. That's what they do. So this, we need to keep a very, very keen eye on. Even a nobody still like Ralph Nader. Remember him, the 2000 party, Green Party candidate? Says, the only appropriate response to completely divest on December 15th and therefore avoid potentially becoming a walking article of impeachment beginning January 20th. Nobody should ever tell you to divest from what you did. Donald Trump was elected by the people with full knowledge that he owns a multi-billion dollar business. The people know it, and they still elected him. They are okay with it. So heavily vested in this culture of corruption. Terrible. Makes you wonder what secrets they have. because they don't want them getting out. Worst off, they don't want us taking over. That scares the bejesus out of them. They do not want us taking over. People like me, they don't like me. They don't like me at all. Because I call them to the floor. I don't care what party you are. All right. When we come back, we have a lot more to get to. Who do you think thought about throwing their hat in the ring and then decided not to, or were they told not to? We'll get to that quickly in the next segment. Plus, Obama, he's on vacation, but he's not really on vacation. In the last 48 hours, he's ticked off just about everybody except for the super left. We're going to talk about that, what he's been doing over the last couple of days in between rounds of golf, and Walmart, they're going to still sell Black Lives Matter t-shirts. You know that? If not, you want to stay tuned. Hang in there, guys. Quick little break here.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show here. We have a lot more to get to. So who do you think considered throwing their hat in the ring on the Democrat side? Remember you had Lincoln Chafee, and then you had like Martin O'Malley, and Bernie Sanders, of course, Hillary Clinton. Well, there was somebody else who thought about it. It was the catch-up king of New England. Yep, John Kerry. Secretary Kerry. He was going to try it again. Getting lambasted in 2004 was not enough for him. He was going to get involved. But, I mean, could you really see it? Could you see mainstream media getting on Kerry about his boat? He's got like a $6 million boat he keeps tied up in New Zealand. Meanwhile, he's making remarks about Marco Rubio's little twin 25 boat he's got down there in Florida. He told the Boston Globe he thought about it for a minute or two, maybe somewhere along the line. Listen, if you can't ride a bike, you can't be president. That's it. End of story. That would have been funny, though. You know Obama got to him and Bill Clinton, you can't run against Hillary. So that was it. Hillary was the chosen one, except we didn't choose her. Okay. This is good. We gotta get to Obama. He's doing a lot of stuff here lately. We gotta talk about it. First of all, they fired a scientist. This is according to the Washington Free Beacon. They fired a scientist who was telling Congress the truth about climate change, and that just did not fit the agenda. It wasn't the administration's point. You gotta toe the line. And if you don't toe the line, they get rid of you. And that's what happened to this guy. He was working for the Department of Energy. And he was too forthcoming with information to Congress, and they didn't like that. So he's gone. He's out. Climate change didn't exist. Now it does exist again because this guy's gone. So he knew better. He knew better. It's like that climatologist, right? That was never around 100 years ago. That's a new thing, climatologist. I'm a climatologist. Guess what? It's 34 degrees outside. Climatologist. Boom. Give me a degree. Also, Obama, busy guy. He's barring the future leases for oil drilling in parts of the Atlantic and the Arctic Oceans. Now, all of the Arctic Ocean that's under our control, he's going to ban these leases from being signed to drill there. So no drill, baby, drill in the Arctic Oceans. Also, in the Atlantic Ocean, in an area called the Canyons. I've been to the Canyons. That's a long ride off the coast. And they stretch from, like, I want to say New England down to maybe the North South Carolina border. And depending on where you are, they're like 100 miles or 50 miles offshore. No drilling there. And listen, this is something that perhaps Trump can undo. It's an executive order, but he's invoking this 1953 provision that allows the president to ban offshore leases in the outer continental shelf permanently. So can Donald Trump undo it? Probably. But it will. He'll undo it, and then the environmentalists, the tree lawyers, they're going to have to then form a coalition and then sue Trump. And yeah, you know, this is how it's going to go. I think we should do this. I think we should find out where Obama's going to live post-presidency in D.C. there, and we should drill in his backyard. Right? Buy the land, eminent domain, drill in the backyard. And when he moves to a new place, we drill there too. And just keep making him move around and keep drilling in his backyard just to piss him off. That's what we should do. On Monday, he commuted the sentences of 150 people, 78 pardons. That's almost 1,180 people total that he's commuted the sentences of in his term. And 400 of those, almost 400, were serving life sentences. He's on a real roll. He's on a real roll. And going back to this barring these leases, the White House said, in a partnership with our neighbors and allies in Canada, the United States is taking historic steps to build a strong strong Arctic economy. Well, by banning industry, that's building a strong economy? These are liberal economics, folks. I'm going to continue. Preserve the healthy Arctic ecosystem. Nothing lives there. Nothing. Santa Claus. Nothing else lives there. And protect our fragile Arctic waters. It goes on. Build a strong Arctic economy. How do you build a strong economy with nothing? I'd love to hear the economist that supports this. Well, you know, I don't like when they announce these things with other governments. Justin Trudeau, who's the Prime Minister of Canada, he's doing a similar thing he announced yesterday in the Canadian portions of the Arctic. So let's keep dependent on Arab oil or perhaps Russian oil, but still call Russia the enemy. Makes no sense, guys. All about control. All about control. You know what? I want to talk about these appointments he made and he's making to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. And we're not going to have enough time today to really go into them. But all you need to know for today is that Obama's appointing two people to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Okay, they have six-year terms, and there's nothing Donald Trump can do about it. It's appointment only. One of them was nominated to be the DOJ's Civil Rights Division, but he was blocked by a bipartisan group of senators because he came to the defense of Mumia Abu-Jamal, the guy who killed Danny Faulkner, the police officer in Philadelphia 35 years ago. So this guy supports Black Panthers, and he supports cop killers, and Obama just appointed him to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. The other one, Catherine Lamont, she spearheaded the administration's transgender bathroom stuff. Nah, no good here. No good at all. We'll get into this tomorrow. It's a long, long story. We have to talk about it. There's no time today. But when we come back, we have to talk about Walmart and the apparel they're selling And Twitter has some people leaving, and what is Sweden now exporting? Very good export. Maybe. We'll be right back, guys.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. We have so much to do and so little time to do it. Bad time management on my part. These two appointments to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, these are going to have tremendous, tremendous impacts on law enforcement, and we have to discuss it much, much further because there's things here that law enforcement needs to hear. Also, I did want to talk about how the left is trying to marginalize the white voter in this country, and we'll get to that again tomorrow. These are two big topics for tomorrow. I promise I won't miss out on them tomorrow. Just no time to get to them today. But speaking of cops, did you know Walmart sells Black Lives Matter t-shirts? I had no idea. And then they sell a version that says Black Lives Matter. Underneath it, it says Bulletproof. Now, go figure. The cops aren't real happy about this. The Fraternal Order of Police, not happy about it. They've called on Walmart to stop selling these products. They sell them online through a third-party vendor. So Chuck Canterbury, who's the president of the FOP, he wrote the CEO of Walmart, C. Douglas McMillan, a letter asking him to remove this stuff. And essentially what he says in the letter, this is a quote, he goes, "I'm concerned that allowing these articles to be sold in this way will damage your company's good name amongst FOP members and other active and retired law enforcement officers. Let me explain to you what that's code for. you're about to lose 500,000 shoppers. That's what that's code for. So Walmart came back and they said, like other online retailers, we have a marketplace with millions of items offered by third parties that include Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. And what they're going to do, I'll just paraphrase here, what they're going to do is they're going to get rid of the one that says bulletproof on it, but they're still going to sell the Black Lives Matter shirts. So, but for the CEO of Walmart to compare Blue Lives Matter to Black Lives Matter is interesting. Because one is a support for a job, the other is a support for a terrorist organization. So, maybe it's time to stop shopping at Walmart. Maybe that's next. Twitter. Twitter's going down. If you saw my Twitter feed today, actually, their stock price is down 4% today. And that's because their chief technology officer, which is a rather important position at a technology company, he's resigning. Adam Messenger, he's resigning. He joins Katie Jacob Stanton, Alec Roeder, Brian Schipper. They're all leaving Twitter. They all left Twitter. Plus, you have the VP of product, Josh McFarland. He's leaving. Twitter is, they're going down. They can't sell themselves. They try to sell Twitter to Google, Disney, Salesforce. Nobody wants them. Their stock price is plummeting. Generally, you buy low and sell high. This is not going to go any higher. It's going to keep going lower. Excuse me. So what's also interesting here is that according to the New York Times, right, you have this guy leaving, the CTO. He's not even leaving to take another job. He's just leaving to get out. That's how bad things are. I don't know if Gab is having an impact on that or if people are just seeing it. This social media stuff, it's quick. It's quick. MySpace was quick. A lot of high school students not on Facebook anymore. You know, it's fleeting. It's like the old tech bubble back in the day. All right, last little thing today. The number one export coming out of Sweden right now, this is interesting. Teachers, they are leaving. They can't teach there anymore. The influx of migrants is killing them. They're closing schools because it's not safe to teach there. They're all leaving. All leaving. And instead of fixing the issue with the migrants, they're offering courses to teachers how to deal with the migrants and teach them a little bit better. Remember, Sweden is what our left idolizes. All right, guys, a big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. Please keep it up. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great rest day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.